Ezekiel chapter 37. I'm reading from verse 1. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, they were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Father, we thank you for tonight. We pray that you use your word to strengthen our faith and draw us closer to you. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. In this passage, the prophet Ezekiel narrates how he was carried into a valley that was full of despair. It was a valley filled with dead men's bones. And as he stood there wondering why he had been carried there, God asked him this question, Son of man, can these bones live? Is it possible for these dead, dried bones to live? And Ezekiel stood there, he must have looked at those bones. He described them that they were very dry. So humanly speaking, the answer should be no. But God was the one asking him the question, and he knows God could do anything. But whether God will cause his bones to live or not, he had no idea. So instead of saying no, he said, Lord God, it is only you who knows. Now there comes a time in our own lives that sometimes we are confronted with hopeless situations like that. Sometimes we are confronted with situations that leaves us in desperation. And the question may be coming to you. If it's a marriage, the question is coming and saying, will this marriage survive? Sometimes it's a local church that is going through a crisis. And the question that keeps coming is, does our church have any future? And many times the answer that has been given had been wrong. We've just looked at the situation and we've answered no. And so churches have folded up. And marriages have gone on the rocks. But Ezekiel was a very wise man. He said, Lord God, thou knowest. It's only you who knows. And so when we come face to face with situations that are perplexing, that look hopeless, that leaves us in despair, we should remember this man's answer. We have a God who knows. Now, what does God know? We can answer that question, can't we? What does our God know? Everything. God knows everything, you know. But why don't we tonight look at some specifics? What does God know? Ezekiel is saying, God, you are the only one who knows. What did he mean? What does God know? Now, the first thing that you think about when you are faced with such crisis is that you have a God who knows why. Ezekiel had no idea why he was standing there. He was carried over there in the spirit. He didn't understand why, but he was there. And he said, Lord, I don't even know why I am here in the first place. You are the only one who knows. And you know, if you have a problem and you are very much aware that you have a God who knows why, should that not be a source of comfort to you? If my God knows why, then I must learn to trust him. Regardless of what is confronting me. The last time I was here in the U.S., I preached in a church, and an old man walked to me and said, Brother George, I agree with what you said, but I think it is too late for America. We've gone too far, and there is no reverse. We are just going down. I look at the old man. I said, well, I don't believe it. If God's people will reckon that they have a God who knows why, and they will trust him, and they will rise up, things will change in this country, and things will change in my country. God knows why. So God's people should not throw their hands in despair. We must always learn to trust him. Job says, he knows the way that I take. When he had tried me, he'll bring me forth as gold. I must keep trusting God, regardless of what is confronting me. The church must keep trusting God, regardless of what is happening around us. Because Christ said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. God knows why. Secondly, in your helpless and hopeless situation, you should also know that God knows what. He always knows why, and he always knows what. God knows what has gone wrong. In the family, he knows what is wrong. In the state, he knows what is wrong. In the church, he knows what is wrong. But beyond that, he knows what to do to fix it. Now, Ezekiel was standing out there. He doesn't know how those dead bones got there. And he was being asked, is it possible for these dead, dried bones to live? And he said, God, you are the only one who knows. God doesn't only know why, but he knows what. And so that day, God told Ezekiel, you are right. I know what I'm going to do, but Ezekiel, I'm going to do it with you. Me? Yes. You and I. We are going to bring these dead bones back to life. Okay, Lord. I'm listening. Remember to listen to your God, because he knows what to do. Maybe God wants your attention, but you are just not paying attention. And God is doing something to get your attention. Listen to your God. Listen to him, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God and Lord of our Lord, our Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, knows what to do to fix your situation. But you must learn to listen to him. Ezekiel listened. Lord, what do you want me to do? God said, I want you to talk to the bones. What should I tell them? Tell them that I'm going to bring them back to life. Okay, hear me, ye dead bones. Thus say the Lord, I'm going to bring you back to life. Lord, what next? Command them, tell them to get up and live. Hear me, ye dead bones, thus say the Lord. And he stood there and waited to see what God will do. And if you keep reading the passage, he said, after he had prophesied to these bones according to God's word, there was a noise and there was a shaking. And the bone started moving, bone to its bone. And so here is the man, Ezekiel, standing there, and somebody said, he knows what to do. Our problem is that we are not listening to God. The man and his wife are quarreling every day, and they think there's no future for this marriage. It's simply because they are not listening to God. Because what is God saying to the man? Husbands, love your wives. Even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. The husband will stand and say, God, you don't know my wife. You don't know the kind of woman I am married to. Else you won't tell me that. Who told you God does not know? And a woman too is standing there, and God is saying, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. The woman says, God, this man, no. I think he's not among the husbands to whom this passage applies. And so the man is not listening to God, the woman is not listening to God, and they allow the marriage to fall apart. There's a problem in the church. God is speaking, the church is not listening. How does God want us to build a church? He wants us to speak to men dead in sins and in trespasses. But what do we say? The people in this community, we've knocked on every door, and I think all the people that will get saved are already saved. And so the church is no more reaching out with the gospel, and so the churches are not growing in the Lord. Nor are they growing numerically. And then the pastor is blamed. This pastor is not on fire, else the church would grow. No, no, no. Listen to the Lord. Now, as Ezekiel stood there and started speaking to the dead bones, if any man saw him, he would think, that guy has gone off. And sometimes, as you go knocking on doors, somebody will look at you and say, you belong to the past century. But God is at work. God is going to use you and me. If we would go and let people know that Jesus lives. Look and live. Look and live. That is all we are commanded to do. Look and live. Tell men dead in sins and in trespasses that they can look unto him and be saved. Oh, yes. The Lord knows what to do. He knows how to break the heart as stony as a rock. He knows what to do to break them in. And all we need to do is go out there and keep presenting the gospel. Ezekiel didn't know what God did. All he knows was he listened and he said, I prophesied as I was commanded. Dead bones live. And he said, after he did, he realized that it was no more filled with dead men's bones, but now it was filled with dead men. The dry bones now have flesh, but they were still dead. And he said, Lord, what next? God said, speak to the wind. Speak to the wind. When you and I have gone out there and we have given out the gospel, we should leave it to the Spirit. It is God's Holy Spirit that will bring the increase. But I should never give up knocking on those doors. I should never give up telling people about Christ. You know what God is able to do? Sometimes you knock on a certain door several times, week after week, and that man there is so stubborn, God will transfer him, bring somebody else there who is seeking the gospel. Because he says, he that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless return with his sheaves. He will doubtless return with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves. I take that literally. And so, God is going to honor his word if God's people will continue to listen to him and obey him and speak to men dead in sins and trespasses. The Lord knows what to do. We are in the country as Christians. We say our nation is sinking. What must we do? Well, righteousness exalts a nation. And God has stated long ago that if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and I will heal the land. And so I told that old man, I don't agree with you. God's people should get up. You should listen to him and just obey what God is telling them to do. God is still at work. He always knows what to do. He knows what is wrong. He knows what to do to fix it. The third thing is, he knows how. Because God knows how, we must depend upon him. What did Ezekiel do? The only thing he did was speak, ask God, ask him. When God asked him to speak the wind, he turned to the wind. Wind, hear me. Thus said the Lord, come upon these dead men, breathe upon them that they might live. And he said, when he finished, before he realized, an army, an exceeding great army, was standing in front of him where previously it was filled with dead men's bones. How did it happen? He doesn't know. God always knows how. He knows why. He knows what. And he always knows how. We don't know how the Spirit of God works. We don't know how he works in the heart of man to bring about repentance and conversion. We don't know how the Holy Spirit takes a man and places him into the invisible body of Christ. We don't know, but God knows how to do it. Your part, my part, is to trust him, listen to him, and depend upon him. Now, people are using all kinds of means to try to attract people to build a church. And so, a lot of the churches in my country, hymns are no more sung. The gospel has gone pop. And it is more of an entertainment than a worship service. And unfortunately, some of my Baptist friends have looked at those people and said, you see, they have a crowd because of the kind of music they are playing. Let's join them. Is that what Christ said? Christ said, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. I still believe in that. Keep lifting up Christ. When he draws a crowd, it is a proper crowd. But if you use the music of Satan to bring the crowd, what gospel are you going to preach to them? And you have to water it down. The Lord knows how to do it. So I must learn to depend upon him. I must know that Paul plants, Apollos waters. It is God who brings the increase. And therefore I should remain faithful to the word of God. Finally tonight, God always knows when. He knows why. He knows what. He knows how. And he knows when. And because of the when that God knows, we must learn to wait upon him. The Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. God's people must learn to wait upon him. We must do what he's asking us to do. We leave the result in his hand. We keep trusting him. We keep listening to him. We keep depending on him. And we keep waiting on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. And be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord, say the word of God. Ezekiel did not know why God took him there. But after those dead bones became an army, God gave him the reason why. God said, you see, the dead bones you saw represent my people Israel. Israel have given up. They are in captivity, so they've given up. And they think God had forgotten them. But God was telling Ezekiel to tell them that wherever they are, someday he'll bring them out of their graves. Everywhere that they've been scattered to, I'll bring them back into this land. And they will not come weakly. They will come ready to serve me. When? He kept the when unto himself. And the people of Israel, at least, before Christ was born, they've been regathered in the land. They were there. Before Christ was born, they've been brought back. After they rejected Christ, in AD 70, they were scattered again. But this passage was still there. The nation of Israel had ceased to exist. But the passage was still saying that wherever they are, they were going to be brought back into that land. Now, from AD 70 up to 1948, that's how many years? Almost 2,000 years, if I'm not mistaken. AD 70 to the year 1948. Now, it took a world war. It took a madman like Hitler slaughtering about 6 million Jewish people for the world to wake up, to look at them a bit with some kind of sympathy. Who are these people? Where do they come from? Why are they scattered all over Europe and everywhere else? Well, somebody said they used to be in the land of Palestine. Why don't they go back to their land? At that time, Great Britain had a UN's mandate to be the protectorate of that small land. And so somehow, they allowed the Jewish people who had survived the Holocaust, who were willing to go back there. And they went there, the land had been occupied. They are not the occupants. Other people had occupied their land. And God has said that he would bring them back to that land. And so they had to go and buy back their own land. They had to buy it from the Arabs who had occupied the land. Then in 1948, the nation of Israel was reborn in fulfillment to the word of God. Now look at the time Ezekiel made this prophecy and how long it took for them to be regathered, re-scattered, and be brought back again. The Lord knows when. The Arab nations became alarmed when they saw the influx of Jews coming from all over the world and settling in that land. And they said, we've made a mistake. We shouldn't have allowed these people to come here. I think we should get them out of here. It was too late. And so in 1967, there was that six-day war. All the Arab League, they came together and they had one intention: to push Israel out of the land of Palestine. But God was with them. Even though they have forsaken their God, he is still with them. And what happened? Egypt was then the most powerful among them, but they were grounded. Their air force was grounded, and all their armory was also grounded, and Egypt had to surrender. And within 6 days, they took the Golan Heights. They occupied Gaza. They beat them flat. God had brought his people, and they are there to stay in fulfillment to his word. I don't know what you are going through, but you have a God who knows when. He knows how to bring you out of your predicament. He knows when to do it. He knows exactly what to do. Are you listening to him? Are you trusting him? Are you depending upon him? Are you waiting on him? You will not be disappointed. If you reckon that, he knows how, he knows what, he knows why, and he knows when. He is a God who knows all things. And he never gives up on his own children. He says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to bring you to an expected end. And so all you have to do is not to give up, but to surrender to him. And he knows when he'll bring you to that expected end. If it doesn't happen here, it will happen up there. He's faithful. He never fails. May God help us to learn to listen to him and to depend upon him, to wait upon him, and in waiting, to trust him.